on Saturday
mm-hmm.
with our good friend Colin.
Yeah,
at Bricklayer Brewing.
Yeah, it's, have you been out there yet?
Nope.
Oh, it's lovely. They're wonderful people. Holly's a sweetheart. Chris is fantastic. And
I know both of them, but I haven't been out there
yet. Oh, they brew delicious. You'll love it.
Great.
It's good. It's fun. About a year ago, kind of almost a year ago, you guys released a split, you and Colin.
It's a year and a month to the day that we were on your show on May 25th.
Oh.
When Colin and I came on your show.
No. Look at that.
Yeah.
Did you bring me like an anniversary present?
I did.
Yeah, it's the cider.
Can't show you on air.
Oh.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Oh,
my. Wow. Watch the live stream.
I want it now. I want the kids to see.
Jesus Christ. All right. Since I don't know what to do with you boys, here, let's do a little bit of Colin while I try to wrangle these hooligans together.
Finally.
If you like this on a cool records, pick up the album or come out to Bricklayer Brewing this Saturday. You can see Dan.
It's going
to
be awesome.
You can see me.
See Johnny Bones.
Yeah. You can see my sweet, sweet boy, Mervis Blue, the doodling dude. He's such a kind boy. Such a good
So stoked.
He's going to be great. And you can see this guy right here. His name's Colin. Here, he's going to play you a chorus song. It goes a little something like this.
It's been a year. I still feel the same. Just another day on another plane with the help of fate. Take a breath.
sounds like life now with living. Stagnation, man, but you're so fucking sure. What's the point of an endless cycle repeating? Just do your job, pay your fucking. You should be so thank you, be humble. Where is it ever gotten me? For every leg up, last limp, all back down. Face to the ground. So to my life I say goodbye. But I guess that I'm stuck working die. Why don't you tell me what my problem is? Dig up the past, I'd use some more conversations. Is this the way that we were meant to live? I see your lips move, but the words you're saying are wrong. So for tonight, I said every word's a lie. But I guess that I'm stuck listening to temptation.
it, son. It only gets worse, and there's no point unless you place first. Suffocate me, suffocate me. I know it's never been fair. They said no one has to care. Suffocate me, suffocate me. As she watched him in the truck, checked the mirrors, put it in drive. She didn't know it was the last time she'd say goodbye. So why the bellowing of sadness? Her face would never hold another bruise. Some would ask what's going on. Oh, he's just misunderstood. From her tiny shaking lips, deep down I know he's good. Doesn't matter. Through tears they watch him lower in the ground. They said, don't you dare to dream this one. Diocrity themed. Suffocate me, suffocate me. Maybe just dream this instead. And there is nothing wrong with my head. Suffocate me, suffocate me. When he found out, he rejoiced, screamed, I'm gonna be a dad. A short time later, she revealed it was from another man, seeking solace from his family, but there was none to give behind the cross. No one man deserved it more, a perfect life he should have had. Instead, he swam across the lake, never to be seen again. Tell me this all isn't horseshit, and there it begins inside the rot.
Yes, you're tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones. That was the one, the only Danny Boy of the Core with his song Mediocrity. It's a sad song, but I like the song. It's very good. Off of the Kind Acoustic Volume on kindacoolrecords.com.
Volume 1.
And you can go and pick it up this Saturday if you come up to Bricklayer Brewing in Chilliwack to see Danny Boy. You can see me. You can see Colin. We had him. He also was on the Cool Volume 1 doing a core song. And we have my sweet boy, Mervis Blue, with his song, Do You Do Any Doodling Dude, off of his self-recorded album, Acoustic Song Shows With.
Is that intentional because he's your boy, Blue?
No, he's just... he's a lovely boy, and he could be my boy, Blue. I'm going to tell him that when I see him. I think, be like, you're my boy, Blue.
When he's playing, you have to say that.
Yeah, you're my boy, Blue.
You have to shout that.
Yeah. You're my boy, Blue. I think we all should.
Colin.
Yes.
Gave me the best heckle I've ever had in my life.
I believe Colin has that capability.
I think you guys were probably there, too. It was a bunch of bands. I think it was one of Tim's things at the Wise Hall.
That makes sense.
And... I said in between like one of the songs, I was just like, hey, you big idiot, there's nothing more punk rock than being yourselves. Think about it. And from the back of the Wise Hall, I hear, you're dead, Garrison.
That boy.
Warms my heart.
Yeah. Sweet boy. So many good boys. That'll be a fun time. You guys have a new album coming out. It comes out May 3rd.
May 3rd.
That's only a couple days away. Mm-hmm. Is it also on, was it Thousand Island?
Thousand Island, yeah.
Fantastic. Is it coming out on all the digital platforms? Is it coming in vinyl?
It is coming in vinyl.
Does it come in
immediately?
Does it come in Lantern Green?
Well, you're just going to have to wait to find out.
I do want to know.
From Oblivion came out in Lantern Green.
Oblivion came out on vinyl?
Yep.
Really? Oblivion, yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Where's my copy?
I'm surprised you don't have one.
Me too.
I'll bring one on Saturday.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay. We'll make it happen. We got about 15 minutes or so left in the show. What do you guys want to talk about? We could talk about Morgan's Bison Tea. It's pretty nice.
Pretty nice.
or Dave's High Viz.
Yep.
He likes his safety. He's got
Dave. Take a holiday.
Yeah. Safety never dies.
Straight shooter. That one. Straight shooter.
Same. Straight shooter.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about not putting things in your mouth?
Let's talk about mic safety. So the album comes out May 3rd. The release show is May 10th at the Wise Hall. I don't know. You do the show.
Yeah. Morgan, get in there. no problem.
I've got nothing. I'm gonna sit here and drink this beautiful slow hand.
Okay.
Morgan, do the promo work that Dan is incapable of doing.
May 11th, Squamish. Then on May 14th, we fly out, or May 13th, we fly out to Ontario. The 14th, the tour starts. We're touring with Arco.
Dead Cemetery is the Hamilton show as well.
Dead Cemetery.
Which I'm stoked about. I love that
band. Davey from Dead Cemetery is my internet friend.
Oh.
They met in real life, and I'm like kind of sad that.
Is it going to be awkward?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be glorious.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But
have you seen those like vet videos when they see their dog out?
They come home for more. Yeah. Like, oh, just so much exciting.
Fucking Sarah McLachlan's playing in the background. I'm crying.
I'm like excited. I'm genuinely excited. I think
it's nice to meet Fred.
He's so awesome.
Yeah.
He's so awesome. Yeah.
So you've met him in real life? I see how it is.
So he does exist.
It's just Garrett and fucking catfish.
He's not just some hot Russian chick, hey?
Wait, you're telling me he's not a hot Russian chick? I had it with this dump.
Morgan's out of the car.
It's done. It's done. He has ring. It's over. Hang up your fucking denim vest. We're all done here.
Yeah. So,
anywho. You look like a TTR.
So, we're going to meet Davey and play some shows. Then we're back in Vancouver for like a week and a half or something. Then we head out with Authority Zero.
Ooh. Very
and.
Cool. I do like Authority Zero.
Yeah. Good tunes. I've met one of the dudes. Seems nice.
Seems great. Not a Russian bride.
Brandon plays in Mad Caddies as well.
Oh, very cool.
So we got to hang out last year for a bunch.
Fun.
Because we played a couple shows, and then I was subbing in for Belvedere.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Brandon.
Yeah.
And I think he had something to do with that as well.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in. He's rad.
Oh, yeah. Cool. What a good guy. All right, we got 10 minutes left. Let's cut into a couple more songs. We haven't played anything off of the latest release from Oblivion, which is, I mean, it's 2 years old, but it's the newest thing you guys have put out besides the new single.
True.
So we're going to cut to it. This song's called The Pop. Can you tell me, again, what issue specifically is this about?
Absolutely. So in 2004, came up with this idea of the Oblivion Bar, and it's a pocket dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And where it is, it's where good or bad, doesn't matter, as long as you're trained in magic, you can go to this bar where there's this bartender and you will be safe from the end of the world, Armageddon, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
As long as you're in the Oblivion Bar?
As long as you're in the... It's a pocket universe. Nobody can get there.
Like, right. Then how do they get to the bar?
Batman started a magic team just so he could get intel in this pocket dimension.
Okay.
No right. joke. He started the Dark Justice League. Yep. Anyways... But, as you know, we take real stories and then mask them with... And the real story is about Hyde on Main, Ronnie's Bar.
Yeah.
So,
Where you could go see Ronnie right now.
Yeah,
exactly. He's probably there.
He's probably there.
Probably. Yeah. Hanging out. Very cool. Again, what issue, though? Like, could I get an issue number?
Fuck.
No.
One. I thought you were a nerd.
Fuck!
Right. Just a cool guy like the rest of us.
Mark Wade just calls me and I just go...
Here, listen to the core.
Run away.
me, come with me. I know just the place. No use for work when the world is burning down. We're only here once, so pass the bottle around. One more shot, then we'll hit the road. Battle scars, tales will be told. All of us orphans found out where we belong. Our magic differs, but we still sing the same song. And we'll hide away. Sing with me, be a friend, not foe. Find your way, way out in tomorrow. No use for work when the world is burning down. We're only here once, so pass the bottle around. And we'll hide away.
Was the core off of their last release From Oblivion. That song was The Pocket, about pocket dimensions. Is that, well, that's where I was following it,
Hot
right?
Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Get them at your grocery freezer. Or as Dave would like to say, Dayonanda. He thought that song was about kangaroo's pockets.
I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, like, listen, like, he's just getting the subtext of your lyrics, all right? He's the only one that's paying attention.
I'm not paying attention.
He thinks we're a man.
No.
Is this one about Spider Guy?
You're not Avatar Press? No.
It's fine. We have time.
Yeah.
Are you going to write a song about the little pocket in the jeans?
The little sandwich bag pocket. What are you talking about, Morgan?
I heard
those adorable little sandwich bags.
But we just want to
delicious. Every time I'm cleaning up the bar, it's like, aw.
So many snacks.
That, the most, sandwiches. That most adorable little sandwich must have fit right in there. PBJ, grilled cheese, I don't know. Whatever.
So I've been hanging out with the core for the past 56 minutes or so. I feel like I've learned less. I think I had more information before I started this show.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's good. What I do know is that there is a new album. It's called Fractured Protocol.
Yeah.
It comes out May 3rd, and you play the Wise Hall May 10th,
yeah.
Squamish May 11th, and that one's all ages.
Yeah.
And then you go to the East Coast, and that doesn't matter because we're on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well,
I mean, it matters to you, just not me.
Yeah.
I can't be there unless you guys are buying me a plane ticket. I mean, I travel light.
And let's go.
And okay, as cool. A Maritimer, I feel like I want to take offense to the fact that you called it the East Coast.
No?
Yeah, let's fight about it right now. What? On air.
What, because it's not
like
technically the coast?
Fight about it? Or?
You need to go to Nova
it's
Scotia?
Central Canada.
Central Toronto, Central Canada?
Yeah.
Isn't that like Saskatchewan and stuff?
Where's the coast in Toronto?
I don't know, man. Isn't
Nowhere
there aren't they near the ocean close?
Well, London.
Doesn't Montreal have water? They're on the water, right?
A river.
Is it just a river? I don't know. I've been to Montreal once, man.
I mean, it's a nice river.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's cool. Nova Scotia, that's all ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's the East Coast.
Yeah. They also don't have any trees taller than like two stories there. The whole damn province.
Cities.
Anything. There's people.
Many of them there.
There's not too many. There's wide stretches. But you know what they do got? Whole ton of graveyards, and it's pretty fucking rad.
There are a bunch of
They're
really
everywhere.
Old graveyards.
There's literally you go to people, you just see someone's house, you're like, oh, there's an old Victorian mansion, that's great. What's in their front yard? Just 200-year-old graves.
Yeah.
Sweet, can I live there? And yeah, I can for like $400,000. Yeah, I can do it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. My girlfriend keeps trying to tell me.
Okay. That's awesome.
The idea.
The problem think
is,
about the fun you would have.
I know.
And like Sandler would probably do the voices for like half of those things.
What do you do though when you
Why would you dig them up? Let's address that first.
You move the graves. Not move the bodies.
Wait. So why would you dig them up? Did you have something?
I was just wondering, when you dig them up,
oh, no. you got to,
I want to know
Go
what
on.
Happens when they're...
All right.
Do you throw the bodies back?
We got 30 seconds to wrap this up and get off air.
30
so.
Seconds?
So what do you guys want to do with this, with your time here? Okay, I'm going to cut their microphones. You've been listening to Rad Radio. If you like what you hear, you can find us here each and every Thursday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. I've been hanging out with the core. That's Dan.
Thanks for having us here, buddy.
That's Morgan. That's Dave. You can see him at the Wise Hall, I guess. Their album's going to be out on Thousand Island Records.
You can see Johnny Bones Saturday.
Yeah, you can.
Hey,
it's true.
Black.
Yeah, you can see Mervis Blue.
Mervis Blue. Your boy Blue.
Yeah, my boy Blue. He's going to be great. He'll do some doodles. I swear. It'll be great. Yeah, we'll see you guys all next week. Anything else you guys want to say? Nope. No, okay. Dan, if you could just, one more time, if you could just explain to me what issue is Fracture Protocol from?
Okay, I'd be delighted to. So, Fracture Protocol actually is a combination of many things going forward with the Bat kind of scenario surrounding what Mark did with his diorama. Secondary... Thank you.